Blog Talk Radio.
Wasn't the longest fucking outro to a song ever. I swear that song took forever to go. All right, well, welcome to Royal Readings. This is your host, Brandon, also known as the Dream Teacher. And with me, I have two others, which I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Dionysus is on air. Everybody, nice clap for Dionysus.
Woohoo!
And who else? David. That's your last name.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm
David.
introduce yourself.
Who are you?
I'm David.
All right. Good enough. So, very random show. Dionysus, can you read the description of it, just to be clear?
Oh, okay. Well, the Royal Reading Show is a show for you guys' entertainment. The show description reads, join in for a fun/lame banter and entertaining reading. Please be advised, receiving a reading is like asking someone to create your future. If you have not the slightest clue of what you want to do in your life, then be aware that you are handing over the world of possibility to a complete stranger. Please use your own intuition to see if this guidance is for you. Enjoy the show.
All right, yes. Please use your intuition. This is a very interesting space right now, and I will not. There's no disclaimer or any whatevers.
Okay, so if anybody wants to, like, get a reading, they should call in or no?
Exactly. There are no guidelines. That's the point.
Well, for any of you out there that do want to get readings from the Dream Teacher or me or even David, call in at 347-996-5678.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dionysus.
You're not welcome.
So... No. Ay, ay, ay. This has been the craziest freaking week. I feel like my work is about to close down.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You know what's funny? You remember when I told you about that place? The first time you told me about it.
Yeah.
You didn't really tell me about it. You just, you know, you mentioned
it. I said I had a job.
Yep, and I felt like the place was going to close down. I felt like the place was just, the business was going to shut down, and I just felt it so powerfully. I'm surprised it's still open as long as it has been.
It's Obama's fault.
It's Obama's
fault. I don't know about
fault. That. Oh, my God, that's
I also
funny.
Blame communism.
We can't hear
they
David. He's too far away.
Yeah, get closer. You have to be able to...
I'm as close as I can possibly be.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not
no
really.
Comment.
Meanwhile. Okay.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch in Ohio... Where you live?
You mean my train of thought, yeah.
I didn't?
This is fucking Ohio. Everything is country, and I feel so slow here.
I don't like Ohio.
I don't like Ohio.
I don't like Ohio at all.
I mean, Ohio is Ohio.
I mean, I guess so. In some parts, but I can't stay here, dude.
It reminds me of Indians for some reason. Or Native Americans, excuse
Ohio,
me.
Ohio was a Native American term.
Territory?
Was
it?
Was Ohio term? Means something in like whatever the fuck.
Does it mean
in Native
hello?
American, in the Native American languages,
means,
yep.
Ohio means...
Ohio.
Ohio. Ohio means good morning in Japanese. Did you know that?
Ohio?
Ohio means good morning in Japanese.
Oh, that's cool.
And it means something in Indian, something, whatever. It's good morning in Japanese.
Yeah, Ohio does remind me of good morning.
Is good afternoon. Kambawa is good evening.
Why do you know Japanese?
Yankee Disco means what's up. In Japanese, Yankee Disco, that's how you say it.
I can just imagine them hearing you say that.
Japan was a pretty cool place, dude. Like, I mean, other than the fact that I was in the military at the time, Japan was a pretty sweet place.
That's how you know Japanese?
Yeah. You had to know some Japanese. Their taxis are called honchos. It's even a Japanese word at all. They just call them honchos. Honchos is clearly Spanish.
Right.
Spanish better than me. Damn it, I gotta catch up.
No, I don't know. The only Spanish I really know is dos cerveza, por favor. I mean, two beers, please. Oh, in Japanese, it's biru futan ket. That's two beers, please, in Japanese. I know how to ask for beer in more languages than I know how to speak anything else, so.
That's a good thing.
Dos cervezas, por favor. Oh, that's funny. Very funny. Well, it looks like we have a caller.
We do have a caller?
Yeah, we have a caller.
All right.
We're going to go to them. Caller 907, you're on the air with Dionysus, David, and Brandon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie from Alaska.
Hi, Carrie. From Alaska.
I haven't seen you guys on before, so I thought I'd call and see what your show was about.
Well, Brandon, what is your show about?
This is a very interesting show. I'm not at the Switchboard right now, so I feel a little bit disheveled, but I've hosted a show here before. It's just been a very long time. So now I'm finally breaking back into it and have some good people here with me. So just enjoying the company, I hope.
So what kind of readings do you guys do?
No guidelines.
No guidelines. Well said.
I
know Dionysus does his own specific sort. He does his own thing. I also do my own, and as well as David. So it's kind of a not a round table, but I would call it like a group kind of thing.
It kind of sounds like a round table of Cracker Jacks all mixed up.
Absolutely. We have very different people and personalities here.
I have a show on Blog Talk Radio, too, so I kind of try to keep an eye on who's new and who's on when. So that was cool. I saw you guys on tonight because there's not a whole lot going on this time of night.
So you're part of the late night crowd. All right. That's awesome.
It's not even 10 o'clock where I live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's like almost 2 in the morning here.
It's still early.
What is
early.
Your show about, if you don't mind me asking?
My show is called Intuitive Talk with Carrie. I do intuitive readings for people and your pets, and I read tarot cards.
Oh.
Or sometimes we just have crazy topics because there's always, you know, someone calling in about their dirtbag partner, and every once in a while you got to change the topic and get enlighten them to have a little common sense.
Absolutely. You get that call more often than that. I hear that so much. You know, even where I work, everywhere I go, people talk about that all the time. I'm like, come on, guys. Isn't there something new you can do?
Well, it's one thing for someone to call and say, hey, is he going to talk to me again? It's something completely different when they call and say, he beat me up and he won't talk to me now. It's been 4 days and I don't understand why, but there's a restraining order. You know, that's a whole different ball game.
Yes. I've had those calls. Fair share. So did you like want a reading or something?
Sure. I'd be honored if you guys would give me a reading of some kind.
All right, Brandon, David. I don't know. I think David should go first since he's new.
How about the fuck with Howard?
Huh?
I think you should lead. You're always the good opener.
All right. Well, I mean, do you have any like present concerns? Right now. Carrie, anything?
My biggest concern is my son's almost 22, my oldest one,
mm-hmm.
and he is going through his rebellious phase of life.
Yeah.
So is that going to come to an end anytime soon?
No, actually, I feel like the energy that I feel from him is one of just getting completely out of control. You know, I don't know. His vibration reminds me of the zodiac sign Aries, and it reminds me of the planet Uranus. The planet Uranus in astrology represents or symbolizes rebellion and deviation from, you know, any sort of rules or restrictions. And Aries is a sign of independence and confrontation and fighting. Therefore, I feel like he's going through it makes sense, because right now we have a transit in Uranus and Aries. Therefore, the youth are looking forward to asserting their own independence within the world, and they'll do so by, you know, rebellion from anything that appears to be restricting or limiting their freedom of action. So I kind of feel like he's just going to, you know, going to continue to be a problem, actually, for you.
But I also personally feel like with you being intuitive, I feel like you'll be able to help him to
I feel like
he's not talking to me right now. He's disowned his entire family other than his little brother.
Yep. I feel him going through that stage of alienation, you know, just completely estranging himself from you, from anyone. And it feels like he holds some sort of, like, there's a bit of, like, resentment that I imagine him holding for you. I don't know why. And I know you think, you know, you just want to help him. You try and help him. So why would he feel these feelings towards you? He just reminds me of a kid that just has a lot of anger. I don't know if his dad wasn't in his life or what it was, or maybe the perspective of the father, maybe you split from his father or something like that. I don't know what it is, but I can just feel that energy between and why he has, like, kind of negative perspective on you. So does that make sense?
It does, and his dad really was never around. He was also home a lot in his younger years because he has a rare kidney disease that through his school years, clear up through high school, a lot of times he couldn't go to school. He was too ill.
Yep.
And I think that may be partly why he didn't hit his rebellious phase until a couple years ago, but it's out of control at this point.
Yep.
I don't know what to do other than just give him his space.
I think that's pretty much all you can do. I see him being very angry. I don't know what he's angry about. You know, I'm not telepathic. I can't read minds, and I really can't make up anything. I just know that the feeling that I'm feeling, the vibration I feel from him, and I just feel him being very angry, very sad, very upset. You know, and he reminds me of those kids that, I don't even know how to say this. I don't want to say this. I'm sorry. I'm just going to hold some of what I feel back, actually. But I feel like the best thing for you is to just let him be, I guess. You know, I can imagine, you know, you try to get him therapy or something like that, or I just don't imagine any of that stuff working.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I don't know. And I feel like maybe it's just age, you know, as he gets older and he's better able to take care of himself and, you know, live his own life, if that's possible, then he would feel better. I feel like he feels very limited and restricted and unable to do what it is that he wants to do with his life. And he projects that on you and on everybody else. This is really his own battle. It has nothing to do with, like, you, honestly. This is a heavy call. Jesus Christ.
This is very heavy. I was just thinking, like, how much my energy is.
I'm sorry. But I have no choice but to just go with whatever energy I'm picking up and where you know, what you ask. So, and that is a real concern for you. I mean, how do you feel as a?
One of the things with what you were saying, it just confirms, you know, my own thing of just giving him his space, being available if he decides he wants me to be. But the main thing is just giving him his space and let him go through whatever it is he's going through.
It's so much. It's
mom,
all childhood.
I want to go fix it. And
no,
it's hard
no.
because I can see his driveway from my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it hard because it's just right there.
You cannot. You have to just give him his space. What did you say, David?
Yell and do his own thing. He's probably
yeah.
scared right now. He's probably very scared. Because he's in that phase in his life where shit gets scary, so I guarantee you he's scared. You just need to give him the space and just be there for him, because that's probably what he needs. It's just a good mom to be there for him and just let him do his own thing and still try to understand him and feel
yep.
what he's going through. Try to sit there and be in the perspective and sit in his shoes for a second and try to feel what he's feeling, and that's what he needs, is somebody to feel what he's feeling and try to understand him and be there for him. So I guarantee you he's scared right now. So that's my perspective.
Good job.
Okay.
The only thing, and we have one more caller, and I know we have like 8 minutes, and we're going to pick them up in a second, but the only thing I could really advise for you is just, you know, when he needs you, he's going to be there. But I just really see a scene. I see him in my mind, you know, and you and him going through a scene where you guys are like, he's crying, and all of his childhood angst or whatever it is going to, you know, I'd rather say regurgitate to the surface, you know, and is going to express all of this and all the emotional trauma and pain or whatever he felt from the past and in association with you is going to be released, and he's going to forgive you for whatever reason he, you know, is angry with you. He's going to forgive you for it. And I just see that scene taking place. I even see you crying, and it's weird, but I see it happening. I do.
Okay.
I know it sounds crazy.
I want to thank you guys, and I invite you all to listen to my show sometime. I'm on at random times at the moment.
Very nice.
I
know
the feeling.
Definitely. What is the show called again, Carrie?
Intuitive Talk with Carrie.
All right. Well, be sure to watch that, and you guys listening, go to that show. Well, thank you for calling.
And if I could stay on the line just to listen to the next
call.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep you right on the line. And you can even do a reading with us if you want.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I would be
if
honored.
You're up for it.
All right, well, let's all go to the last caller since we're down at 7 minutes. Even though we have the archives, but we have caller 443. You're on the air with Intuitive Carrie, the Dream Teacher, Brandon, our military Muscle Man David, and even though I feel like you're kidding, and Dionysus, me, an astrologer. So, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, hello, everyone. Excuse me.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Nima. I'm calling from Baltimore.
Your name is Nemo?
Nima.
Nima, okay.
Yes.
And you're calling from Baltimore. All right. What is your current concern?
Well, I just wanted to know, I was trying to see if any of you all can pick up anything, if you can read anything.
Just, like, connect to your energy in general?
Basically...
a spiritual being? I feel like you have spirits around you. I feel like you're becoming aware of them. I see you in my mind getting scared of whatever it is. I feel like you're awakening to some sort of spiritual awareness in my mind.
Okay, so maybe if you could just hear me out and get a better feel.
Okay.
So basically, I've lived in Baltimore for about 7 years. I lived in New York City for about 6, and grew
but
up.
But not
in,
too much information, and I just have to say that only in that we have to validate that we're connecting to your energy. So don't tell us like everything, just like the primary, you know, main thing.
Okay, I've been traveling around for less. I lived in 3 different states, and not that it's difficult, but I've been starting off new, not too many times, but I'm ready to go on to and move to a different country and start all over with nothing. So.
Okay.
I'm at that stage in my life where, you know, I've been studying Tibetan Buddhism for the last few years. And basically, I'm like you said, I am starting to understand a lot more about my spirituality.
Spirituality.
And, yeah, and I'm trying to learn. And basically, I want to know if you can read anything. If you could hear me out a little bit better. So my point was for talking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew what you're calling for as soon as you called in. But okay. Let's start with. Let's start with Miss Carrie. She's the honorary guest reader.
Okay. The first things I was picking up when you first said your name, for some reason I had a flash of the Midwest, like Missouri, Kansas, that area, and a flash of the Middle East in two girls. Do you have two daughters or two sisters?
My Middle East, I am half Persian and I'm half Norwegian. So I look like just like a white kid. So two daughters. I am kind of talking to one person. I have no children. And maybe two people is my sister and the girl that I'm talking to. I don't know.
Okay, because I was just seeing a flash of the Midwest, the Middle East, and two girls. There's some conflict within yourself, which is causing you to feel, you know, geographically the movements. It's not resolving the inner conflict. And for some reason, when you move, all of these different moves, it's a way to go forward. But at the same time, there's a part of you that wants that to resolve this inner conflict you have going on, and that's not the way to resolve it. You mentioned Buddhism.
You're right.
Are
you're
you
right
exploring
that?
Yes, I've been studying with masters that traveled across the Himalayan mountains during the Chinese invasion.
Okay. You need to continue on that spiritual search for what you're looking for, because that's where you're going to end up with resolve for your inner conflict. Moving's not going to resolve that.
Moving is something to get. I grew up going to Norway in the summers, and it's like my second home, so I haven't been there in like 15 years. But I just want to go there, and my cousins from Iran are in the capital, Oslo. So they're hanging out, like, DJing, partying, so I'm sure I can go there and, like, hang out with them for a little and basically start all over.
That's only going to help if you continue your spiritual quest of searching for what makes sense to you on a spiritual level.
Yep.
And that's what I'm hearing for you. Thank you for letting me read for you.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Now, Brandon, what do you feel?
I feel that this isn't necessarily a show about readings. I feel like this is a gathering of just very spiritual people. And it feels very, very interesting to me. That's the only thing I can focus on so strongly, because I don't know why, but the weight of this whole thing has, like, physically even moved me. Like, I kept shaking for a good few minutes there. I don't know why. Just happened out of nowhere, but
it is true. There's like eight of us on the line, so
I know. I love it.
Oh my god,
that's awesome.
Because there's only five of us, but I know what you mean. There's a lot of us on there.
Hey David, you sounded like you had something to say right away. David, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What'd you have to say? You were like quick to the catch.
Nah. I think he's just pissed off about something. That's all I really feel. I think he's angry about something.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. I just have to tell the live listeners, the show is going to the off the air, but we're going to go into the archives right now with this last caller. But if people need to reach you, Brandon, how can they like contact you?
They can message me here. Not a big deal.
All right.
That's it.
That's so much for trying to be professional. All right. Well, adios, live listeners. All right. Now we're going into the archives. So, what were we saying, David? To Nema?
Nema? Yeah, he said I sounded pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to be on my spiritual quest through life as as like an enlightened way and try to help people. But a relationship that I'm in is going to bring me down. I'm just going to not want to be in it. So
I feel
that happens a lot.
I'd be angry about that.
David.
It's pulling me back and not letting me actually, if I
really?
I could just start and learn more.
You do that all the time.
For
they
you,
you
know what? I feel like your energy, you feel very, and Carrie was so right when she touched on this, like, inner conflict of yours that you needed to resolve. And when she had pointed out that you're moving and traveling was kind of your way to kind of escape it and leave all of the weight of the and the gravity and the brevity of the troubling issue behind, you know. And I kind of agree with her as far as, you know, moving away is not going to resolve the issue, because I feel like whatever this, you have the energy of someone that gets in the, like, very deep soul-based relationships. Almost like you get into relationships with people that are, I don't know if you believe in past lives, but people that were interacting with you or connected with you in your past incarnation. Therefore, you connect with, like, soulmates, you know? And you have
I'm so picky. I'll wait, like, to wait years to meet that one person and just wait.
Yep. And it's, you're very, like, I can feel, I just have to think of the words to, like, to express it. Like, I just envision you trying very hard to do something, but it's not happening. You know, like, that's the general vibration you give me. You're trying very hard to have some event or something happen, but it's not happening. And you feel stuck. Like, I feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, even though, you know, you don't necessarily have that issue, but I feel like you're just stuck. And I feel like this issue revolves around, it's not family, it's
suppression,
not even,
man. I'm fighting a war. It's being suppressed on this society. I'm fighting with dark forces. Like, it's unbelievable, and there's no one really on my side. It's just me. I mean, people understand what's what, and there are people that, like, know what's going on. But in my real life, I'm lonely, and I'm fighting these forces, and it's just like,
yep.
It's just crazy.
Do you drink?
I just all alone.
You with, like, an alcohol bottle and like you're like I don't know. I see you wearing boots in my mind, like Timberland boots or like the know why.
Yeah, you
but
got
I just,
it. Yeah.
I just see you like that, and I see
alcohol.
Yep, and I see you with, like, but I saw an alcohol bottle, you know, and it made me think, like, I think that you escape in a way, you know, from
it is because I know what reality is. And. And, like,
yep.
When I, like, I have, like, weed and stuff, which is just, like, a spiritual thing for me. Like, I smoke spiritual.
Yep. You're very, like, spiritual. It's crazy because your spirit, like, it doesn't match your physical body. Like, people would not peg you as a spiritual person. I'm sure you realize that all the time. Like, You don't look like somebody that is a spiritual person, and therefore people, they don't get you. They don't understand how deep you really are, you know. And you, even though you may not have the intellectual, well, not to say that you're not smart, you're very, very, very smart, but in that you don't have the ability to articulate everything that you feel and all of your spiritual perspectives, and also because you know that other regular people won't get it anyway, it kind of makes it difficult for you to interact with society, and therefore you distance yourself in some way from the regular people, you know? And,
and
I see it very clear.
Wow, that's some serious, you really grasp that because like you're saying myself, I do bring myself to this loneliness, in other words.
Yep.
Because,
I see it.
And, yeah, wow, that is really something, and I never really looked at it. I'm surprised you saw that.
Oh, well, don't be.
So what qualifies?
I mean, it's me, but you don't know me, so.
I honestly, though, I mean, I see something that you and your whole people that you're speaking to online right now and connecting with and people that you have been connecting with, it's like amazing just to sit back and watch how far you, like, how much knowledge you have achieved at such a young, sharp age. Like, y'all are like just sitting there like with tremendous amount of knowledge and just like sharing it. This is what I'm sensing. It's just fantastic that y'all have the power to do that. It's like, and you realize that you're using that power. So, I mean, that's what I sense, and I think it's good.
You need a group. That's what you need. I feel have such a strong, powerful spiritual purpose. I swear to God. Like, you feel like you would be, like, a spiritual... If there was a panel, you know, I'm always talking about this, Brendan. If there was, like, a spiritual panel of, like, world leaders, you know, that are there to help humanity... Like, you would be there. You would be
the
force that actually...
over the world and giving it back to the people already.
Exactly,
so, I mean,
but...
I'm already on the process in that.
You need to interact with spiritual people, and not just people that talk about it, not people that just, you know, want to pretend like there's fucking fairies and all... Oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, people that talk about fairies and people that talk about, you know, the chi and prana and... all this stuff, you need to deal with people that are spiritual, that are actually living their spirituality and seeking to help make changes in humanity. You know, I feel like that is your purpose. You're never going to
feel
content.
It's so true, and that's exactly, my call, and I knew this. And to just sit here and talk with someone for 4 minutes and also be like, hey, I could just tell that that's your call when I already know this. That's amazing that you can point that out. I don't know how you did it. But, yeah, basically, that's it is my purpose. And I think that, you know, people are suppressing need to really understand a lot more about freedom and, you know, that whole basis of it.
Yep.
So, I mean, to me, it's just like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I know you understand what I'm saying, too.
Yep. So. I wish I could point you to the right place. Like, there in your community, it's not the right place. I'm trying to think, even online, you get lost, you know, because there's so many, you don't know who's real and who you can actually meet. Because you're like an in-person guy. You don't want to just talk to somebody on the phone. You like to deal with them in person, in real life, because you're very, like, based in reality. And so, you know, being a part of a spiritual community online is not going to be enough for you. I feel like you would have to move somewhere, go somewhere, but, like, I don't know if it's necessarily Tibet or somewhere far. I feel like I just keep imagining. First, I'm imagining Arizona. I'm imagining like California. I see like.
Well, here's it. Yeah, my mom, she's from Norway, right? And she has a citizenship still from there. So she's been in this country, and she's still not a U.S. citizen. I could just go there with her birth certificate, whatever, and get legal working papers and become a Norwegian citizen through her photocopy. Information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just on the verge just to go to Norway and just start all over. And I'm about to
I don't know if you'll be content there, honestly. I personally don't know. I don't know the Norwegian, you know, culture or traditions or how invested in spirituality they are or, you know, that whole entire racial community, just as a whole. You know, every ethnic or racial group has their own spiritual principles, and every country also has their own, you know, sense of spirituality. I don't know if their spiritual beliefs will fall in line with what you want to do. You know what I mean?
They do have people that do practice things over there, and they do have masters, and I'm sure yoga's huge over there. I know I talk to my cousins and stuff in that. So there's stuff going on over there, and to me, drama's about to hit the fan, they say, all over the internet. Oh, you know, the businesses are crashing, downfall, who knows, riots, I don't even know what they're saying. So
you're so right, I swear to God, you're connected to something that is so real, like the entire government is going to crash, the entire government and all political systems, the internet, businesses, everything.
They're about to try to do the Y2K thing and just turn off the bank system and credit cards and... Who knows, even electricity, too, if people
something like that is about to happen. I don't know if it's 12-12, you know, 2-12, but I know, like, I can feel it. I've always felt it, and I feel like, you know,
yep.
I don't know. I know I'm going to leave America when this happens.
Yeah, well,
I'm
if not, they're even saying, too, that, you know, what happened if London, they would be shocked if the whole English monarchy came down in the system and got arrested, for instance. And it was, you understand?
Yep.
Same thing with
it.
The U.S. government. If they all got escorted out, Capitol Hill got closed, whatever. People
this is
going to
happen. This is going to happen.
I know. That's what
I'm
saying.
I don't know if you know astrology, but
so Norway would be a lot safer than Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Norway is the best place for you. You know, I just feel
yeah.
like so long as you're doing it for a spiritual reason and not to run away
yeah.
from your problems, you know, like as long
to
as
me,
it's
protecting myself on top of all this. So
I guess.
Time is just aligned through the universe and it's saying, all right, right now there's a door open. You should get ready and go because shit's about to hit the fan.
Yep.
So when shit
I
hits the
it.
Fan, you're going to be out of the country with a citizenship and working papers where people...
You smart
yeah.
guy. I see it now. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
and
actually,
of course on top of that, there's like all new women that like have accents.
Yeah, look, that is the spot for you that gets you into trouble. But, you know, I think for you, because I just always see you in woman troubles, but like
yeah,
not because
my whole
it's
entire
just,
life and the, and
it's
the
just
best
because
thing.
Of... I don't know, I just can't, explain it, but I know I feel the energy of it, you know, but I know that for you, just going there, doing that is very smart, but so long as you don't involve, you know, the woman problems, not to say, I see you getting married and have kids and all this other shit.
I mean,
you know,
I just got
happy
married,
life, but...
I just got married, I'm a newlywed a year, and I'm
uh-huh.
up to leave.
Yeah. I just don't feel like that wedding is even going to – I just don't see it. Last thing, I see it being a drama. I feel sad for the wife. I don't know why, but I feel sad for her. I feel like she's sad. But, you know, anyways, it's your life. You're going to have to go through the experience. I can't, like, tell you everything.
I know.
Because you have to go through the lessons to learn them. And even though I feel them, you know, but then again, I'm not fucking
but, dude,
God.
But,
I want
to connect. I want to be able to connect on something what you're saying as well. So either to help people, like exactly, like if you had a direction, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yep. I feel it.
I
want you to do that.
One day I'm going to, you know, I become famous, something like that, to that level where,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I guess that's what I see or something.
Your vision.
Yeah. I know that
feeling.
Not my vision. It's not even to sit there and get the fame. It's just to do what I'm supposed to do.
Wow. There's a lot of information
very,
that came
very,
out
very
here.
Well.
What do you feel, Brandon?
I just know that feeling very well. I know I've been through that. Like, oh, I have to be famous. I have to be known. Like, there's something about me. There's something special. I've known it since I was little, and I could feel it, and all these
oh,
things
God.
Go weird. But
Moon
and
Leo.
All other things go right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, who knows? Talk radio could be something like, you never know. This could be like...
Dude,
in
you
like,
know, it's ignited
5 years of, like, the hottest thing.
It's ignited
yeah.
a lot of good things in my life, I'll tell you that. Talk radio is pretty nice.
I would have
I
never
know.
Met a lot of people I met or had any of the amazing opportunities I've had if it wasn't for Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people said 10 years ago, oh, yeah, computers are going to be the future, this, that. They're going to take over. I mean, I think we're all just living this. Taking it for granted, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we should sit back and really realize what's there on the internet, what computer, how powerful it really is, instead of just sitting there living it right through it.
We
like
do. You're so
by.
Right. People take it for granted.
Yeah.
They don't understand the power and the amazing enlightenment that. The
Again.
Computers and technology can have on the evolution
That's
of
true.
Humanity. You know, we just
That's very
take
true,
it
but
for
you need to
granted.
Look out for you need to look out for all the fake stuff online. There's still a bunch of fake shit out there.
Yeah,
bullshit pictures and bullshit people. You have to know
yes.
discern, you know, what is good and
yeah,
what is
trust me, the last 5 months all I do was sat back at an angle saying, is this real or not? Trying to judge it. Oh, maybe it's not, and then oh, that does look realistic. So I just did that.
Yeah, that's a crazy
and practiced and practiced. It's just it's insane, some of the stuff. I know you're saying a lot of it's very bad, but you listen to the
Drake show?
What the hell, what is that?
It's on Blog Talk. It's Drake and Company.